Subject I want to talk about is being content in the Lord. I got this out of the Webster Dictionary, so this is kind of just the worldview I would say it is. Is contentment? Contentment is a mental or emotional state of satisfaction. May be drawn from being at ease in one situation. I mean, that sounds good, but how do we get there? How do we become content in all things? I mean, I'm going off Philippians 4:10-13. And Paul says, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secrets of being content in every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or living in want. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. There's a big difference between what the world would have you be content in and what the Lord requires us to be content in. And the world would have, I mean, it's totally opposite from the world, because the world is like, you know, you deserve a new car, you deserve a new house, you deserve this clothes, you deserve that, you deserve everything, and all you got to do is get a credit card, maybe. I don't know, but, you know, they're always offering you the easy way to get stuff. You know, and we do it a lot of times when we really can't afford it, or we really don't need it. Yep. You know, because I can, you know, I got a new truck a while back ago, back 2 years ago. You know, well, when I first got the truck, it was like, great, you know, with my old truck to new truck. And actually, my wife had to talk me into getting a new truck, because I was fine with my old hoopty. The woman made me do it, Lord. But she was right. The truck was, you know, I had to keep on putting work into it. It was started getting to be a pain, you know. But the message I'm trying to get out of this is, you know, when I first got the truck, it was great. You know, I was blessed. I knew I was blessed, you know. Got a good price on the truck, you know, that's a whole different story. You know, I told my wife, if that ain't this price, I'm not getting it. In my mind, they'll never get to give me that price, so I'm not getting it. You know, and sure enough, the guy, it was that price. You know, but after a year driving around in the truck, you know, you see another truck pull up. You know, with some nicer rims maybe on it, or nicer paint job. You're like, wow, I like that truck. I wish I had that truck, you know. So that goes to show, without me even really thinking, you know, you forget the first blessing the Lord gives you because you want this other thing that's more appealing to you or appealing to the eye. So the Lord kind of checked me in my spirit, like, look what you have. Look what you used to have. You know, I mean, that is a big step up already. I mean, so I think it's a natural thing we have, you know. But the only thing can contradict that is you moving forward in the Lord to see that, you know, all this material stuff is not what makes us happy, I guess you could say. I think I flew a little bit ahead from just talking, but
That's okay.
Thank you, Sandy.
All right.
But I want to break down the scripture a little bit, and Paul says I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I'm in need. We'll stop right there. I mean, Paul, Paul has learned to be content. You got to think where Paul's at. He's in prison at this point. You know, I mean, I've been in the hooskow a few times, and you know, you call it the hooskow, or you can call it the clink, or you can call it the joint, or whatever you want to call it. It's not a good place to be. But I wasn't very content being in there, I'll tell you that. Yeah, they have good bologna sandwiches on the hard bread and the bench about this big, and you know, roaches run across the river, the highway. But it wasn't a very nice place to be. And Paul's saying this to the Philippians because he don't want them to think that he's not grateful for the gift they're giving him. You know, he's and with Paul, he always, in every crisis, he always has a joyful word or a teaching behind it, it seems to me. So he just takes his opportunity at this point to teach him of being content. Paul says, I have learned to be content. You know, so it tells me that it don't come natural. You know, Paul had to learn it. And how does he learn this? You know, how does Paul? Well, he says, you know, I have been in want. I have had plenty, you know, and I have been in want. I have been full, or I've been hungry, you know. So Paul had his ups and downs. And if you ever read the story in Acts about Paul, you can see that he had ups and downs all through his travels. And so he has learned these things. You know, he has learned to be content for all this. I'm sure in the midst of the Lord showing him this stuff, it wasn't very comfortable. You know, I mean, we all want to have the plenty, but we don't want to have the want. We don't want to lack, you know, in certain areas. And I'm going to try to focus on like a material thing this time, and next week, since Bob so graciously gave me another week, you know, I'm gonna try to go more of a spiritual next week. But I want to focus more on the material things in life. So Paul, you know, he learned to be content. He learned through his struggles, and we as people, and I know I'm just speaking for myself, that, with some things we can, take, you know, and other things we have trouble with, you know, that we don't rely on God, you know, or we're caught up in a moment, so we ain't even focused on God at that point. Maybe after everything's calmed down, you know, we start focusing on God. But we have to focus on the Lord at that moment, because in that moment, we could either say things or our actions will not be a godly action, you know. But if we learn that God is in control of all things, you know, he's in control in the bad times, in the control of the good times, the Bible, we've got scriptures that refer to all these things. And in my life, you know, you get, you know, you have, say, rebellious kids. Let's go there. Not you kids in, you know, here, but if you're in church, so that's a good thing. But you know, I mean, some of us have rebellious children that we pray for, and we don't see nothing changing. You know, we get discouraged, you know. And sometimes it's, how is God going to change them? Well, how is God's going to change them the same way he changed you. You know, he brought you out of a place that you didn't think you could ever be changed from. And he could do the same thing for your kids. Or he could do the same thing for your family members. You know, the power of God is not limited. What is impossible for men is not impossible for God. So we had to know that God is in control. That's where the contentment starts. You know, it's And actually, I was talking about this scripture. I mean, I didn't write it down, so I'm just going to tell you it off the top of my head, so it might not be word for word. But I like, there's two scriptures about faith that really I like. I take these scriptures and I kind of lean on them. The first one is the Hebrew boys. I always like them, because they're, if you don't know the story, they refused to bow down to the king. The king said he could throw them in the furnace, so they still didn't bow down to the statue. So they're in front of the king, and the king said, you're going to get thrown in the furnace unless you do this. And they tell him, basically, no, we're not bowing down to you because our king is God in heaven. Even though they did everything, the king liked them because they did everything the king told them to come to that point. Because there's sometimes, we are called to, work on, as we're working on to God, but we're not here to dishonor God. But I always like what they said. God will save us from this furnace, but even if he don't, he's still our God. Because we can have, we got faith, but sometimes when it don't happen the way we think it should happen, that's when our faith just crumbles. And we start questioning God or even get mad. God's here to make, to provide us with our needs. He's not here to provide us with our greed. I mean, I say it like that, because we want, but God's not here to give us all we want. He's here to give us what we need.
Right.
Because in our own thinking, sometimes everything we want ain't good for us, I mean, so, and I'm totally off my teaching, so I'm just going to read. Yeah, let's give Jim John the mic. He always got a good thing to say.
I just said that's what we prayed for this morning, was that the word would be what the Spirit wants it to be. And you know what? And led by the Spirit.
Thank you.
And it would not even conform with the words that we wrote.
Yep.
Good one, John.
All right. So, all right. Let me turn this page here because I don't even know what it said just a minute ago. But because all you gotta do is watch TV, and every commercial is trying to sell you something, or trying to, buy one get one free. That's always a good one. Nothing free in this world. I'll let you know that.
That's right.
Unless you're a Bernie Sanders supporter, and it ain't gonna be free either. And so it's always piled on us. What is up to all these material things, they always get me at a Best Buy. Because I got, for one thing, I just went in there for a computer, had the cash and everything. Well, dang, then the guy talked me into getting that card. Because it was like 18 months free financing.
Whoa,
so I was like, whoa, all right. So I ain't got no interest. Okay, I'll take it. I'm good with it, but it put it this way. It ended up costing me a lot more than that computer after everything was said and done a few years later. I started looking at that card, and I was like, whoa, how did it? I just went in there for a $600 computer. Now I got $1,500 on this card. So they get you with that. Why? Because, I still like the card because they do give, free financing. I mean, it's not like other cards where they're charging you 20%. But, credit cards are, you like Bobby Boucher's mama. They're from the devil, But they can cost you. All you gotta do is listen to Dave Ramsey or talk to John over here. He'll let you know. My financial advisor, John. thank the Lord that we have people to kind of counsel us through things like that and to open our eyes to stuff. I mean, we You know, it's always good to have good counsel. You know, because sometimes we are confused in certain things, or we take, you know, if scripture can be took out of context. We know that. You know, you got the health and wealth. Is that health and wealth, whatever, prosperity?
Faith and prosperity.
And faith and prosperity, you know, and it sounds good. You know, all I got to do is give $1,000 and get $2,000 return. That's 100% profit, man. I mean, shoot. You know, who wouldn't jump all over that? You know, but when it don't happen, then it's, well, you didn't have enough faith to get that $1,000. You know, so that'll destroy your faith faster than anything. Thinking when you start blaming yourself for a lot of stuff. And it wasn't in God's will in the first place.
Amen.
You know, it can destroy your faith. And when your faith is low, then you're trusting God. I mean, faith, when you say, I have faith in you, Lord, you're telling the Lord, I trust you, Lord. You know, so you can, you know, it's something that I had to learn. I mean, I wish I had more faith than I do, because there's some situations I like to be content in things I have, right? Because it brings you a sense of peace, you know? But some things, I'm not really a material guy. I can actually say that, you know? But, you know, like this shirt I got on today. my wife bought this for me. She's my material girl. But the Lord has blessed us, you know, with things. You know, we just I can't tell you why half the time. I even asked the Lord, why me, Lord? I mean, I still do dumb stuff, you know. But
I can answer that, right?
What is it,
Bob? The Lord blesses what? Oh,
yeah, Bob.
I'm sorry.
Over and over, the Lord says, I can only bless obedience. So that's a pat on the back from God when you get a blessing, because it means that you are being obedient.
No, thank you.
Thank God.
Yeah. Well, I thank God. I remember Ed Trout told me one time when I first come to church, and I had first come in and, you know, I said, yeah, you know, that's when Ed Trout, and the first time I come in, he said, do you want to be saved? I was like, no. You know, and everybody's like, oh, my goodness, he said no. I'm like, hey, I just come in to see what's just happening in here. I ain't going to come in and start giving my life over to anything. But actually, I did. Before I left the building, I did get saved. You know, a little prompting. You know, my wife, I know she was embarrassed, but hey. That's what I'm here for. Here's my wife. But the second time I come, you know, and I walked out. I wish I could say my life was changed and I did everything right. I went back to the same stuff, you know, this and that. But God was prompting my heart, you know. And, well, the second time he came, and he used to only come once a year then, so it was like a year, came and he told me, he said, you want the Lord to leave you alone? You know, and I'm like, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah. You know, I mean, really, I did, you know. He goes, he loves you too much to leave you alone. And I was just like, whoa, kind of blew back by that, you know. And, you know, but here I stand here today, you know. So thank you for the love, Lord, you know. I mean, we can't do nothing without the love of the Lord in our life. But, so, all right, let's just... Wow, this is going to go right on time. But so what is contentment? You know, actually, let me go back a little bit. Because when Paul says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. You know, he, one thing, there's God's part in this, you know, but there's also our part in it. You know, because Paul said, I could do all things through God who strengthens me. You know, and Paul says, did I get that scripture? All right, well, it's actually Paul talks about how hard he works. You know, I forgot, I think it's in Corinthians. But he talks about how hard he works, you know. But then he puts it back, right back to the Lord. You know, he says, by grace I work hard, you know. And by, you know, God's grace, I can do all these things. You know, so we, I guess, you know, when you think, you know, can't be, I'm content, you know, that's why I don't, I stay content, that's why I don't, you know, want to be around people, because people get me upset. You know, well, that's contradict to what God has required us to do. Amen. Is to interact with people, so we have an opportunity to spread the gospel. You know, so we have to be content in Him. You know, in every situation, God is in control. You know, we can, you know, we can, you know, like, I think of Peter, you know, and, you know, God, you know, Peter, you know, he was cocky. You know, I'm going to do this, Lord, for you. I'll do that, Lord, for you. I'm the man, Lord, right-hand man, you know. Well, God, you know, Jesus told him at the last, Satan has asked to shift you, Peter. You know, he has to shift you all. I hope you have the strength, and I pray that you have the strength to endure. I mean, to come out on the other side, you know, to endure this. You know, and then Peter's like, no, Lord, no, I'll die for you. You know, and Jesus said, no, before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me three times. You know, and what happened? He denied him three times. You know, and so we, what the story is, sometimes we can't, I can say it to myself. I'll use myself as an example. I don't want to put none on nobody. Sometimes we be cocky, think I'm higher than, or got more faith, or, you know, I'll do this for you, Lord, and do that for you. Well, it's easy to say to comes. You know, I really don't like to make promises to the Lord. You know, more or less, all right, we'll keep on, we'll go as it comes. Take it as it comes. You know, don't start making promises, you know, the month down the line. Unless you're with Bob. You know, Bob would say, you got to teach it, you know, I'll give you 2 months. You know, well, at the time, you're like, yeah, no problem, Bob. Well, after that 2 months goes by and you got like 3 days left, I mean, you start sweating like, oh. But I don't care how many times, but I'm going to be content that the Lord is going to, you know, speak through me, and He's going to, you know, I'm going to do, I can only do the best I can, you know, and the Lord, you know what my limitations are, you know what I can do and what I can't do, so, and you know I'm nervous, you know, but I'm going to trust in you, you know, and, you know, because I know my Christian family, they're going to say I did good, they ain't going to say you did terrible. You know, because they don't want to bring you down. So, I mean, you can only take that with a grain of salt. Unless you're Pastor Don. You know. But, you know, but we are here to lift each other up, not to bring each other down.
Yes.
You know, but because actually I was looking, and this is funny. This kind of, you know, I'm looking at scripture. I'm looking at, you know, some teaching online to kind of get a idea of which way to go, and, you know, but I seen this guy, I don't even know who wrote this, but I was like, man, that's me right there, you know, and so I wrote it down, and it says, if God has called you to get up and public speak, you know, in public and speak, He will give you the power to do it. All right. I was like, oh, that's good. So then it says this. It says, if he has called you to serve behind the scenes, He will equip you with the endurance you need. And I was like, you know, because I'll tell you what. Doing my ministry the last... for a little while now, has been really trying for me and my wife. You know, and sometimes we haven't been really godly about it, you know, because we get frustrated. You know, and if I offended anybody in that time, I'm truly sorry. you know. And but it was, it's been, you know, with everything going on right now, it has been, you know, kind of weight. It's not here. It's actually outside the church. Stuff's happening. I think I'm bringing it in with me. But, you know, it's just stuff like that. Just that little line, you know, just that little paragraph. It kind of renews, like, all right, Lord. You know, I know I haven't been acting as your servant, as I should, because I should be doing this unto you. Not doing it, you know, like, I don't know, like it's mine and this and that, and, you know, these people need to do it my way and this and that. I'm doing it. It's the Lord that gave me this opportunity. You know, I look at it like, this ain't no opportunity. I work more harder than I do on construction. But it is an opportunity. Amen. The Lord has entrusted you with something. Yes. Now, in your mind, it might not be much, but it is.
Yes, that's right.
It is. I mean, it's, you know.
There's no ministers.
Yes, it's not, see, that's the worldly thinking. You know, there's statuses of, you know, I should be here, but I'm still here. You don't know. You know, the Lord has put you there, and no matter what you think, it's important to Him.
Right. Yep.
You know, and I think that's where we got to check our minds or check what we're thinking, because it's been on K-Love. It's like every time there's like a little commercial, this lady comes on. Whenever you got a bad thought, you got to fight it with a good thought from God. And I'm like, you know, and it's not so, but it's so true, you know. It's so true because we have thoughts that come in our mind that ain't godly. We need to fight them back with a good thought from God, you know. But how do we do that? Well, you got to know, you got to be in your word. Because if you don't know what God says about having, you know, just in thoughts in this situation, then you're kind of not equipped to battle the devil. You know, you got to be in your word. If you're not in your word, you can get it from Pastor Don or John or people up here speaking, but there's something that comes from being the word. That's one-on-one time with the Lord, you know, and, you know, He speaks to you through it. I mean, how does He speak to me through the word? Because I don't know. You just read the word and you'd be like, that's what I'm going through right there. I mean, I need it, yo. I mean, I don't know how many times that happens to me, you know. And so, if the word is the word, brother. The word. But all right, I went with a couple scriptures. And this is God is in control of all things. He rules over all things. He is powerful and has authority over nature, earth, earthly kings, history, angels and demons. Even Satan himself has to ask God permission before he can act. That's just like they had asked, you know, just like Jesus said. Satan asked to shift you, Peter. He had to ask. You know, so when we go through some messed up times or whatever, we got to think God allowed this. So what are we going to learn from it? You know, to have faith in Him. You know, I mean, I don't know why certain people, you know, there's a question, why do good things happen to, you know, bad things happen to good people? I don't know. You know, if I knew that, I'd be rich. I'd write me a book. You know, I mean, but God is in control. We got to know that. And that's Psalms. I can, Pastor probably tell you what Psalms is about the top of his head. But it's Psalms 301, verse 19. 301. I mean 103. I'm sorry. What did I say? 301. Yeah, I'm gonna add to Psalm. Yeah, I'm gonna add to Psalm. Yeah, he didn't know that. I knew it. I knew I'll stump him one day, Bob. But no, it's 103, verse 19. See, you gotta have godly counsel. I mean, that's what I said. But God created all things, and and holds all things together, both in heaven and on earth, both visible and invisible. That's Colossians 1:16. And then God knows all things, past and present and future. There are no limits to his knowledge, for God knows everything completely before it even happens. So nothing in your life is taking God by surprise. You know, your bad times, your good times, all these, you're walking through to learn something. That's what I believe. You know, and hopefully you learn something, because you don't want to keep on going around that same mountain. That's what I say. What am I learning from this, Lord? Because Lord knows I don't want to go through it again. You know, the thing, so contentment is, so what is the meaning of contentment? It is an inner sense of rest or peace that comes from being right with God and knowing that he is in control of all things, of all that happens to us. It means having our focus on the kingdom of God and serving him, not on the love of money or things. If God grants us material comfort, we can thankfully enjoy them, knowing it's all coming from God's loving hand. But also we seek to use our property for his grace. You know, his blessings, we need to use it to further his kingdom. I mean, money-wise or whatever, you know, we got to use it for God's glory, you know, because he has blessed us with things. And, you know, we are called to, we're blessed, so we need to be a blessing.
Right.
You know, and, you know, because like you said, it's, you know, it's easy to be greedy, I guess. You know, it's mine. I earned this. I ain't giving this away. I earned it. It's mine. You know, but how much are you giving up to keep that thing? You might be giving up something down the line that God got bigger for you. You know, I don't know. I ain't saying to do this expecting something. But God says, you know, he'll take care of all your needs. So if he's asking you to do something, I would suggest that you do it. You know?
Yeah,
I mean, but in the same sense, you know, we just don't want to go around giving stuff away that, you know, God has called us to do. You know, that's why, again, godly counsel comes in. You need confirmation on certain things. You know, if you have it in your mind, you go to the path of Don or Bob and, you know, what do you think about this? This is in my heart to do. You know, is it even right? You know, especially people, if you're going to give stuff to people, well, there's some people that you think deserve it, but sometimes you shouldn't be giving them stuff because it's not right for you to give them something, even if they need it.
Amen.
You know, because God's trying to teach them something too. Maybe you're hindering God instead of blessing the person. So, but, okay, I guess that's about it. I'll end it with that. But, you know, I'll tell you what, I ain't touching on none of this, Harley, that I wrote down, but thank you, Lord, for, yeah. No, I don't have much material.
Who do you want to close, Brett?
Elma, right there. She's looking.
Elma, that's a good choice.
Lord, we thank you for today, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for Fred and his endurance, Lord, and for his passion to seek your word, Lord, and bring it forth to us today, Lord. And we just ask that we continue to seek your contentment, Lord, your peace, Lord, to be with us in all the situations that we go through, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you because we know that you're in the midst of it all, Lord. Just prepare our hearts, Lord. May we worship you today, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.